بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد, today is a day of Jumu'ah, and Jumu'ah is a very special day. In the Hadith Sharif it has been termed as Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of all the days. In one Hadith Sharif it is mentioned as Khairu Yawmin Tala'at Alayhi Shams, Yawmul Jumu'ah. The best day on which the sun ever rises is the day of Jumu'ah. And then further Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says Fihi Khuliqa Adam Wa Fihi Udkhila Al-Jannah Wa Fihi Ukhrija Minha. That this was the day of Jumu'ah, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was created. It was the day of Jumu'ah he was entered into Jannat. And it was the day of Jumu'ah that he was brought from Jannat down into earth. So day of Jumu'ah has been given very great virtue, and therefore the due importance should be given to it. In the practice of the pious predecessors was that from the night of Jumu'ah, in our understanding Thursday night, so from Thursday night they would begin the preparation for the day of Jumu'ah. This was the importance with which they approached this Mubarak day and gave it their full attention, gave it due respect and honor, because this respect and honor Allah Ta'ala has given it. The very great virtues, among the very great virtues mentioned about the day of Jumu'ah, in one riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the one who does these amal on the day of Jumu'ah, these aspects, then what will be the reward? The reward will be that on every step, he'll get the reward of 1 year's nafil salah and 1 year's nafil fast on every step. Now this is not just on overall, on every step. The riwayat of Abu Dawud Sharif and Tirmizi Sharif. So the a'mal of that on which this has been mentioned is, number one, the person takes a ghusl. Now obviously this is in general times, a person in i'tikaf, he cannot leave the masjid for the sake of sunnah ghusl. So he cannot leave the masjid for that purpose. So in any case, he takes a ghusl and then he puts on clean clothes, whatever good clean clothes that he may have. And the virtue has been mentioned separately on a general note of white clothing. Those of other colors have also been established as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam having used them, but the virtue Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself gave was for white. So in any case, he takes a ghusl, wears clean clothing, goes early for Jumu'ah. So early, at the latest early would be before Zawal. Early starts off from much earlier, but by Zawal time, that early would be now lost. So in other words, now the person is wanting to gain this virtue, then he should be in the masjid before Zawal. So he goes early to the masjid, goes walking to the masjid. Now if a person is living at a very big distance away from the masjid, and it's a challenge to go all the way to the masjid walking, so then if he's going to come with his car, wherever he will park, sometimes the effort is to park at the closest spot to the masjid door, right at the doorstep maybe. And if it was possible to come further inside also, we might have tried. So that should not be the way that we always are trying to, and then if there's no space anywhere close by, then somehow we'll park it in the wrong place close by. That is not in order at all. So in any case, so that little distance that he will walk now, inshallah he'll get the reward on that from wherever he parks. So to come walking to the masjid. Then to sit close to the imam, so as close as possible. So now whenever there is a gap close to the imam, he will now like if two people are seated close together, very small gap in between, he'll not try to squeeze himself in there. But if there's a decent space, well and good. But in any case, to sit close to the imam. And then to listen to the khutbah attentively. To listen to the khutbah attentively. And the last aspect mentioned, and not to do any lahu. Lahu means a futile act. In one hadith sharif, an example of this is given in the discussion of Jumu'ah. وَمَنْ مَسَّ الْحَصَى فَقَدْ لَغَى. Now in those days, there wasn't carpets on the floor and some matting or anything. It was these small fine pebbles that would be spread out onto the ground. This will serve as the flooring. Now a person who is little bit unmindful, he's sitting with his mind somewhere else. So now those pebbles, he'll start playing with it. He may start now moving the pebbles around. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that is an act of lahu. Now if to just move some pebbles around is an act of lahu, then in our time and age, person in the time of Jummah also is sitting with his phone. Or sometimes the person now will start playing with some button or something else. So now his attention then has been moved. He is busy with something else, some futile thing. Then he lost this great virtue. So this very great virtue on all these actions having been being fulfilled, taking a ghusl, putting on his clean clothing. There are other sunnats of Jumu'ah mentioned in other ahadiths. But this particular hadith sharif in Tirmidhi and Abu Dawud has these amal mentioned. So apart from this, in other ahadith, there's also the mention about applying itr, applying oil, and using the miswak. So these are all the sunnats of Jumu'ah which we should be applying. But in this particular hadith, these aspects are mentioned for this virtue. So now he put on his clean clothes, and then to leave early for Jumu'ah. So to be in the masjid latest by Zawal, inshallah he'll get the reward of that, having fulfilled this early aspect. And then to come walking to the masjid, to come close to the imam, and to listen attentively to the khutbah, and not to do any lahu. So subhanallah, the virtue is on every step. 1 year's nafil salah, reward of 1 year's nafil salah, and 1 year of nafil fasting. Now such great rewards, Allah's treasures never decrease in any way. Their great rewards are to highlight the importance of the day and give us that zeal to try and achieve something. Hazrat Shaykhul Hind Mahmud Hassan Deobandi rahmatullah alayh, he was imprisoned by the British in the island of Malta when they had tried to destroy Islam in India. So he took up the forefront in the jihad against the British. So in any case, he was arrested and they charged him with treason and whatever, and they imprisoned him on this island in Malta. Very severe conditions and so on. Every Jumu'ah, now he's in a prison, and in the prison the validity of Jummah does not apply because some of the conditions for the validity of Jummah are not possible there. So one of the conditions is that there must be an open permission for people to come and join the Jummah. Whereas in a prison that doesn't apply. Then this was a island only without any people living there as such. So the conditions of Jummah were not found there. So Jummah cannot be performed in that place. And where Jummah is not possible, in farms and so on, and if a person now is very far away, he cannot make it to the masjid somewhere close by, then he will make Zuhr. Where the validity of Jummah is not, if there's no validity of Jummah there, then how are you going to make Jummah there? So in any case, Jummah was not valid in the prison. But every Friday, he would start off in the morning, fulfilling all the adab of Jumu'ah. Take a ghusl, put on his clean clothing, and fulfill all the other adab, apply itr, and then, now when the time of Jumu'ah would come, then he would walk walk where? Fas'aw ila dhikrillah. He'll make amal on that. Idha nudiya li salati min yawm al-jum'ah. Now no azan was heard there, but now he'll walk. But walk how far? Till the door of the cell. So now he's done all the amal of Jumu'ah, whatever he could, and now he'll walk till the door of the cell, and there's no way to get past that. So he'll come and stop there, and then he will turn to Allah Ta'ala in dua, Ya Allah, I did what was in my capacity. And then he would come back to his place and perform his Zuhr Salah. And this continued for the entire duration that he was imprisoned there, for more than 3 years. Every Jumu'ah, he knows up front, there's no way that he's going to make it for Jumu'ah, but that was his zeal. And inshallah, I'll get the reward for whatever effort I will make, though at the end of this exercise, I won't be able to perform Jumu'ah itself, but it's the day of Jumu'ah. But what respect they had in their hearts for the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, what zeal to fulfill all these a'mal of Jumu'ah. And we have all the opportunity to go to so many masajid in different directions, but we are often sometimes, let alone before Zawal, after the azan, sometimes even the imam has started with the khutbah and people are still walking in. The imam has started with the khutbah and you still hear sometimes the wuzu taps are running. So this is a very gross neglect of this very great Mubarak day of Jumu'ah and the a'mal of Jumu'ah. Then on the day of Jumu'ah, among the things that have been mentioned, the fazail, is to recite Suratul Kahf in Ma'ariful Quran. Hazrat Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has quoted several riwayat about the virtues of reciting Suratul Kahf on a Jumu'ah. This becomes a source of nur for him from that Jumu'ah till the next. So Suratul Kahf is also to be recited. Then in one hadith sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the day of Jumu'ah, فَأَكْثِرُوا عَلَيَّ فِيهِ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ. Increase the recitation of durood upon me. فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ مَعْرُودَةٌ عَلَيَّ. Because your durood, your salawat is presented to me. So the day of Jumu'ah, normally whatever amount and number of durood sharif a person recites, and the bare minimum should at least be 100. That should be the bare minimum. Try for at least 300. But if not 300, then not less than 100. And even the short formula of Durood Sharif, but recited correctly, recited properly, not just to get the tick in the box, because we might be ticking the box, but if we're reading it haphazardly, in the court of Allah Ta'ala it's crossed, because it wasn't read right. So we are happy about it, we tick the box, but what good that did for us? So the quality of it must be right as well. So in a good manner, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if nicely, properly he recites the formula of Durood Sharif, which is so short, and but that too properly, that 100 won't take him 3 minutes. So in 3 minutes time, properly he can recite 100, surely we have another few slots of 3 minutes to complete another 200 also. So in any case, whatever his normal count of Durood Sharif is, to fulfill this Hadith Sharif and what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is now exhorting the Ummat, he should try to at least 100 more than that, at least 50 more than his normal count, but actually it should be far more. The day of Jumu'ah, it should be much, much more. So these are some of the amal, some of the sunnahs of Jumu'ah that we should be now making an effort to fulfill, and then abundant recitation of Durood Sharif. Inshallah, in this way, we will make our Jumu'ah very valuable and we'll gain a lot. Also on the day of Jumu'ah, in one Hadith Sharif, it is mentioned that there is a specific period of time. And the period of time, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained this, he made some indication with his hand. Now that indication, what exactly and how it was, so the Rawi, the narrator, in order to give the explanation of it, all he said was yuqalliluha. That he made some indication. That indication meant that he was showing it as a very short period of time. A very, very brief amount of time. That in that brief amount of time, that is sa'atul ijaba. That is the moment of acceptance. Every Friday, in that moment, whatever a person asks will be granted to him. Now, which is that Sa'atul Ijaba? Which is that specific time? So that has been kept hidden. But in the different riwayat, the more likely time that it comes in, it's a short time, but it comes in between Asr and Maghrib on a day of Jumu'ah. And some have, because of different narrations, see, if a person has taken care of the time from Zawal till the time that the Jumu'ah is over, and from Asr to Maghrib, then inshallah he has got it. He's taken care of these two times properly, then somewhere in this he certainly got it. And now he might be actively engaged in dua at that time, or he might be engaged in some ibadat. But the point is, he's in ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. He's not ghafil at that time. He is actively engaged in some ibadat. Inshallah, he is, whatever his heart's cry is, whatever dua he wants to make also, inshallah that will be granted. So these are very valuable times, and especially now in the month of Ramadan, is all the more valuable. So we should try to take care of these amal and fulfill Suratul Kahf. Also the virtue of Salatul Tasbih, we discussed briefly. Day of Jumu'ah, we should try that, fulfill Salatul Tasbih as well. Inshallah, in this way, our day of Jumu'ah also will be very, very valuable, very productive for us. You would have, inshallah, gained a lot. And it would be showing honor to this very great Mubarak day, and showing appreciation and honor to all the virtues that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given to us. So inshallah we make the effort to try and fulfill all this. Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi as-sami'il 'alim minash shaitanir rajim. والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق من شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب من شر النفاثات في العقد من شر حاسد إذا حسد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.